It is said that we should meditate on our past sinful activities so that we will feel humble, so that we will not become proud. So, how do we do that? So, basically, yes. Every kind of, ultimately, all principles that are talked about, their ultimate purpose is to help us move closer towards Krishna. Sarva vidhi nishedasun etayor eva kim karom smartavya satatam vishnu vismartavya najatu chit. That all rules and regulations are subordinate to the principle of remembering Krishna. So now, if we think about our past sinful activities, there can be, the three modes can influence everything. So we can think about the past sinful activities in goodness, we can think about them in passion, we can think about them in ignorance. You know, if I think about my past sinful activities in goodness, means when my mind is calm, my consciousness is clear, and then I understand, you know, I was like that. Thank God that I have changed now. And I should never become like that again. I should protect myself. So, in goodness, we see with the eyes of wisdom. And then we see that is actually a lower state. This is a higher state. And I'm grateful that I'm at a higher state. And I should do what it takes to stay at the higher state. But if I'm in Rajoguna, if I'm in the mode of passion, and I think about the past sinful activities, what happens is, in Rajoguna, in passion, the sinful doesn't seem sinful. The sinful seems joyful actually. Oh, there's so much pleasure over there. And you may start thinking, hey, I left it all. What have I got? Maybe I should be doing that again. So, when we think about anything wrong that we have done in the past sinful activities, unless our conscience is very clear that is wrong and this is right, if that is not clear and we start thinking about it, then the desires will awaken and we'll start indulging it again. So, that we have to be careful that when we think about the past also, it is when we are in Sattvaguna, it is that those desires are not being kindled again. Rather, our gratitude for having been saved from those desires is increased. And if we are in Tamoguna and we think about a past sinful activity, then basically we just start feeling sorry for ourselves. You know, I was like that, and then we start thinking, I still have so many conditionings and I can never change, you know, I'm so fallen only. So that way we just start feeling helpless. So whatever we think about, we think in a way that elevates our consciousness, not degrades our consciousness. And again, there is a difference between feeling humble and feeling guilty. See, feeling humble is basically a launching pad so that we can think about Krishna. Feeling humble means I am not caught in self-consciousness. I am not thinking about myself, oh, how great I am, how this I am, how that I am. So, then if I am not self-conscious, then I can become conscious of Krishna more easily. But when I feel guilty, see, usually guilt, humility is meant to be a steady state of consciousness for us. As devotees, we strive to be always humble. But guilt is not meant to be a steady state of consciousness. It's not that we are always meant to feel guilty. Because guilt is actually, it is mainly something which checks us from doing something. If, as I said, guilt comes between us and the wrongdoing. So it's not that all the time, round the clock, we have to feel guilty. That can be emotionally damaging actually. It can just debilitate us, it can de-energize us, and it can make us feel very, very down. So basically, whenever we do something wrong, at that time we need to feel that, oh, this was a wrong thing and I should not have done it. That guilt is something which protects us from wrong doing. But it's not that we should habitually cultivate a feeling of guilt. We should habitually cultivate a feeling of humility. And that humility comes when we are thinking about our wrongdoings from the mode of goodness, not from the lower modes. So thank you very much.